Blackus, how you doing?
Doing great, Gregor, doing great.
Now, I was reading these, and the funny thing is, some tells me you've probably done all of them, especially number 10, which was put on your bathing suit and stand in front of the mirror before you go out.
Well, yeah, you know what, the thing is this, you got to find a way to somehow not desire as much food and alcohol, because a lot of people in the new year, they're going to go somewhere hot, tropical vacation, they're going to put their swimsuit on, they want to look good for their tropical vacation, and a good thing to do is put on that swimsuit or even stand naked in front of the mirror and take a good look of how you look, and you're probably not going to love what you see, so you're probably mentally not going to eat as much at the party. You're just going to have that image stuck in your brain that whole time.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
What are some of the your other ones that you recommend to avoid?
Well, a couple of them, the standard one is pretty well, like, you don't want to go to these parties hungry. You know, you want to make sure you have a good, healthy meal before you go. And then when you go there, try some of the appetizers that they have there just to see what they taste like and enjoy a few. But you're less likely to gorge yourself for sure. Another thing you want to do while you're at the party, try not to eat around the food table. So if you're going to get some food, get a little bit on a plate, go somewhere else and visit with people, because you're less likely to pick and do some like mindless eating, because a lot of people, they're not even aware that they are eating. They're just talking and eating at the same time and not even aware how many calories they put in their body.
Yeah, that is totally true. The other one that I chuckled at was your recommendation on what you should watch other people.
Yes. So one of the things you want to do sometimes is really closely watch how other people are eating. Because you know what? When other people are eating, if you watch them, it's not a pretty sight. You know, they've got their cheeks full of food and they're chomping down and their saliva is coming out of their mouth. It's kind of almost like, you know, you've got, a hot, naked person in front of you, and all of a sudden they start going into a coughing fit, and then all of a sudden they look less hot. You know, it's not attractive. The same thing with eating. When people are eating, it's not attractive to watch somebody eat.
Hey, that's a great Seinfeld episode, too.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
It.
That's where I got it from.
Now, the other one you mentioned was to pick strong drinks because it makes you sip and savor it rather than, you know, kind of a tasty drink where you want to crush it.
Exactly, yeah. So if you take like, maybe a scotch or a whiskey that you just sip and savor all night long, rather than having a lot of pops and a lot of fruit juices and drinks, because they go down way too easy, and then you're more likely to have a whole bunch of those, and the calorie consumption is really high. So I have a small little bit of liqueur, and then I really enjoy it for the whole evening.
Wearing tight clothes.
Yes, you need some feedback if you're overeating, because if you go in there with really loose clothing, you got that no feedback. If your belt's a little bit cinched up just perfect, if your clothes are fitting just perfectly snug, if you're overeating, you're going to get that feedback that you can send to your brain saying, hey, dude, you're overdoing it right now. Slow the hell down.
Interesting you talked about the mindless eating, because I know I'm extremely guilty of that, where whether it's veggies or just chips and like salsa, it's my nemesis. If there's chips and salsa, I can stand there and talk, and without even knowing it, you're constantly picking at it.
No, that's exactly it. And then that's what people want to do is if you're eating something and that's something you enjoy, what you want to do is you want to pay attention to it, really enjoying that food rather than just the conversation and then just chomping down on it, not even really truly appreciating the taste of what you're eating. So, yeah, you want to be mindful of what's going on.
Paul Plakas joins us from Custom Fit. Now, Paul, the other one, obviously, what about working out before you go to a party?
Yeah, probably a good idea. You get a good endorphin release, and it makes you feel good. But you want to also make sure that you have a good, healthy meal after you work out so that you're less likely to eat. It also helps with stress, too. So if you have a lot of people who are very stressed or have anxiety, depression, that kind of stuff, they're more likely to indulge in sweet tasting or some kind of high fat food at the party. One of the other tips I suggested was most couples, they tend to fight a lot during the Christmas season for whatever reasons, financial stresses, in-laws, that kind of stuff. I always suggest deal with your fight and make up before you go to the party, because then you're less likely to hate eat. And that's when you're angry at your partner and you just eat to spite them.
Because you're frustrated, man. Yeah, it's funny. I know they were reading the book on that there's more stress around the holiday season because you're like, oh my God, we have so many people coming over. I got to make it right, and then you're not cleaning the house enough, and yeah, it could become
a variety of things. Yeah, for sure. So then food is one way that people trying to deal with stress. They want to feel that immediate gratification and feel some pleasure to combat that high stress going on in their lives. So and then they tend to overeat a lot of high calorie food.
Are there healthy sweet foods to eat over the holiday season?
Well, if you have a more natural, if the more natural the state of the food, then the better. So if you're going to go something sweet, of course, fruit and dates is kind of your best bet. But yeah, if you're getting stuff that just has refined sugar, there's really no better one. No.
Dates.
Yeah, dates are sweet.
Really?
So a lot of the vegans love their dates. That's their candy. They call it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like figs. Or no, figs are totally different than dates,
totally,
right?
Dates. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about figs?
Sweet.
Are figs
like,
good for you?
Almost like caramel.
Are figs good for you?
Yeah, figs are great. The nectar of the gods. Oof. I think the Greeks invented those.
Okay, nice. The Greeks, yeah, right.
A lot of fig trees in Greece.
You guys invented ouzo. That's about it. Well, Plakas, have yourself a year off next Wednesday. So have a great Christmas.
Okay, sir. I'll talk to you in New Year.